Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Jack, straight ticket voting keeps moving up the judicial ladder. A Michigan ban on the practice has been blocked by federal courts, but now State Attorney General Bill Schuette has made an emergency appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court to stay a preliminary injunction that a lower court issued. Meanwhile, deadlines for ballots are fast approaching. How do you see this playing out?
I see it playing out, creating tension and frustration among elections officials, but this is really strikes me as sort of posturing. It's almost inconceivable that the Supreme Court would intervene. They usually only do so. You only take a case when you've had differing opinions at the lower federal court level, and lower courts so far have been unanimous in rejecting this law and what Mr. Schuette wants to do. And with Antonin Scalia no longer being on the court, the odds are that much greater that the court wouldn't touch it in any event. So this is sort of posturing, and we'll have to go right up to the last moment, and then the ballots will be printed, and people will have the straight ticket option. At least I, and I think most other observers, would be totally shocked if anything else happened.
Later this week, tourism officials plan to release a study showing that starting school before Labor Day hurts their industry. This comes as more schools request exemptions from the state to start early. Many educators say shorter summer breaks mean students will retain more knowledge from the previous school year. Is there a way to balance both sides' concerns here?
No, I think this is absolutely absurd on the part of tourism officials. One thing we know is that we need more and better educated people in the state. We know that longer school years help kids learn, and it is just immensely selfish and immensely stupid to talk about putting tourism concerns ahead of education concerns. I mean, technically, we could abolish schools and have all the children be bootblacks and servants for rich people coming into Michigan, but I don't think we really want to do that. So I think the tourism folks are badly embarrassing themselves and are very short-sighted.
When it comes to college debt, Jack, Michigan ranks 9th, according to a new study. Unfortunately, that's 9th highest. Graduates of colleges and universities in Michigan averaged more than $29,000 in loan debt in 2014. The new report blames a decrease in state funding for college education and a rise in tuition. Student debt's a problem just about everywhere in the U.S., but do you see specific problems for Michigan if those numbers stay on that track?
I see problems all over the place, and it's specifically important for Michigan only in that we start from a lower level and have a much more needy workforce. This is a huge national problem that has not gotten enough attention. It's something like $1.4 trillion owed now in student debt that the students can't even refinance after they get out. I have all sorts of students graduating with BAs from Wayne State University owing $50,000, $60,000. They're never going to be able to pay that back, and we're going to have a massive default. Those who are trying to pay it back are postponing things like marriages and buying houses and cars. This is the story that's not going away.
Autonomous cars, aka driverless cars, have been in the news a lot lately. Now, some state legislators say loosening regulations about having them on the road should be a priority this fall so that Michigan doesn't miss out on becoming a hub for the technology. Is this a forward-looking move, or are we putting the cart before the driverless horse at the expense of safety?
Well, I'm a conservative and a coward. I have to start from that basic premise. But obviously, you can have things overregulated. But I think, in fact, the driverless car industry would be poorly served if they put some of these things on the freeway before they're ready and they start smashing into people. This is probably a technology of the future, but we sort of don't want to overdo it. We have enough trouble with drivers on the road who aren't driving very well. I'm not sure if we want to deal with driverless cars yet, but I'm not an expert.
Jack, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 to talk about the latest in Michigan news and politics. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.